And so what a joyful occasion we have here today. And the responsorial psalm today in particular gives us a wonderful opportunity to reflect upon not only baptism, but all of the sacraments. Baptism is known, many of you have probably heard this, is called the gateway sacrament. So it opens up the door to all the other sacraments. Because it's in baptism, that's when our life in Christ really begins. It's not like little Oliver or anybody else, like Christ wouldn't have anything to do with him, you know, before he was baptized. But that's when we're intimately united with Christ. We are part of Christ's own body in baptism. This is the biggest day of his life. Baptism is the biggest day of all of our lives, actually. Our entire lives. All these great things happen to us. Baptism is the most important day. Because we're united with Christ. There's an opportunity for us to go to heaven. And maybe someday I'll have a chance when we have the during the baptism in January to expound to the whole group. But for purposes of brevity, we have baptism in the middle of the Mass. I can't do that, so I have to hold myself back. But it is, so this is the most important day of his whole life. And the baptism is such a marvelous gift. But it is only the beginning. A lot of people kind of think, well, baptism is just, it's one point in time. We got it over and done with. All right, we checked that box for our child. But just think about the white garment that we place on the child, or sometimes they have their own garment. Oliver will have his own garment that's been passed down to all the children, which is a beautiful custom. That represents the purity, complete purity. Well, what happens when we bring the casket down or when we have the urn? What do we put on top? We put the white pall. And that symbolizes the fact that the baptismal graces are there with us throughout our entire lives, our whole lives. So we're meant to tap into them. It's only the very beginning of a beautiful life in Christ. If, and this is the big if parents and godparents and the community more generally help our children to grow up in this life of Christ and not be siphoned off by the many false shepherds of the world. And so that's key. You already heard it once, and you're going to hear numerous times, parents and godparents, that hammering home, do you understand your responsibility? Are you willing to take this responsibility upon yourself to raise this child to know Jesus Christ? And so it's an awesome and it's a wonderful responsibility, but it's also, you're making an oath before the Lord. And so when you die, the Lord's going to say, hey, how'd you do with little Oliver here? Did you do your best? And he might say, oh, yeah, I did my best, but that Oliver, he was just a rascal, you know. And the Lord will say, okay, well, you know, Oliver can make his own decisions, you know, but did you do your best? Or did you shirk that responsibility and say, oh, I don't know, it's uncomfortable. The people in society don't want me to do this or whatever. It's your responsibility. And sadly, so many people, I don't know anything about this community yet, but just in general, so many people, if they do even bother to get their kids baptized nowadays, they don't raise them in the faith. I don't want to impose my faith on them. I'm going to impose math and PE and all these other, I'll impose all kinds of other things on them, but not faith. So I just offer these things as a reflection, not only for the parents, but for everybody here. This is a wonderful, it's a beautiful responsibility, but it is a responsibility that we have to raise up our kids in the faith. And then once they get old enough, if you know, then they can make a choice. But if we don't raise them in Christ, we say, oh, I'm going to let them make a choice when they turn 18. Well, what are they going to choose? They've been impounded with secularism and all these other things for 18 years, every single day. It'd be a miracle if they choose Christ, right? So at least help them to make a good decision. And so let's just kind of explore this beautiful Psalm 23, the Good Shepherd Psalm, it's also called, where first thing we talk about is the Lord leads me to restful waters, right? He leads me to green pastures, where he gives me repose. What's the psalmist pointing toward? It's the baptismal font. That's what's going on here. The sacraments are through and through in Psalm 23. So that's exactly what's going on here. Our Lord and Shepherd has led the family, and Oliver most specifically, to the waters of baptism today. To bring him, to give him this rest, to give him this repose. Again, not just today, but the graces are there for him every day of his entire life. And so that's why it's incumbent upon us to help him to tap into those. So he's going to lead him to restful waters. He's going to help keep him in right paths. You know, when he walks through the valley of death and darkness, he's not going to fear because he's going to see his Savior there with his staff and his rod. And we can see the sacrament of reconciliation here and also the Eucharist, where we're nourished, where we're forgiven from our sins, where we're liberated from the things that draw us away from the Lord. That's how he leads us into right paths. And so again, that's why it's important for parents, godparents, community to help him, not only to get baptized, but when First Communion comes along, to support him, encourage him, help him understand how beautiful that is. And then we get out later on in the psalm, we hear, "He anointed my head with oil." Well, what do we think of? Confirmation, of course. Holy orders. I was anointed with holy orders. The anointing of the sick. There's the sacraments abound from this wonderful psalm that we have here. And so again, we need to support him and make sure that he gets there, and make sure that a lot of times nowadays, confirmation is kind of like, oh, I checked that final box. I don't ever have to go back to church again. You know, it's kind of like graduation from Catholicism. Well, we got to help him to understand that that's not the right way to go. No, it's another doorway opening up to this beautiful life in Christ. Then we also hear the Lord spreads out the table before me. He fills my cup to overflowing. We can't help but think of the Eucharist, right? The Eucharistic table, the Eucharistic cup. All the days of my life, the Lord is going to be with me. I know I'm not remembering it exactly here, but all throughout our life, the baptismal graces, the sacraments are here to nourish us, to strengthen us. And so, brothers and sisters, and especially parents and godparents, let us seek to help this wonderful little boy to be nourished in this great life of Christ, and to fight the good fight of faith, to flourish and to be filled with peace and joy amidst all the struggles that will inevitably come his way, but all of his joys will be made all the more brilliant through the grace of Christ.